The Strathcona Regional District has been awarded a $520,000 provincial grant to boost its training and response capacity for people evacuated from their homes during emergencies caused by climate change. The support and compassionate care provided to displaced individuals depends greatly on the commitment of volunteers who selflessly dedicate their time to SRD's Emergency Support Services Program, said the SRD Board Chair Mark Baker in an April 10 media release from the provincial government. This funding will enhance both recognition and training for emergency support teams across 8 communities, strengthening the heart of the region's emergency response. Read more. SRD gets $157,300 for culturally safe emergency responses for Indigenous peoples. The regional district's strategic plan highlights the importance of climate resilience by preparing communities and residents to effectively manage emergencies and the impacts of climate change. The grant will help enhance the region's training and response capacity in several First Nations communities and municipalities across the regional district. The SRD report about the grant opportunity to the regional board in January recommends using the money to host a mass care exercise at the Sportsplex in Campbell River, along with appreciation dinners for volunteers. Additionally, it proposes hiring an emergency support services, S, administrative assistant to help with grant-related tasks and be a resource for all communities involved in the grant application. The money will also be used to for emergency preparedness training and purchasing group lodging supplies, such as cots, 50-year shelf life water, generators, stand-up tents, and 25-year shelf life dehydrated food rations. The communities that will benefit from the grant include Clawhoose First Nation, Tosses, Zabayos, Ihat Asut First Nation, Nuchatlat First Nation, Xwaymalku, the Mount Waddington Regional District, Mawichat, Muchalot First Nations, as well as the communities of Sayward, Gold River, Port McNeil, and Campbell River. The grant money comes from the province's $5 million Community Emergency Preparedness Fund, which aims to strengthen the ability of local governments, First Nations, and communities to effectively respond to emergencies and mitigate risks from future disasters from natural hazards and climate change.